KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is my banter buddy on the business, Matt Bellany. And Matt, the slap from the Academy Awards, Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. Everybody knows this story. I don't even need to recap it. That continues to reverberate. And now the latest version of this, as the Academy is allegedly figuring out what consequence Will Smith will face for this, is that the Academy has put out a statement suggesting, and I thought it was, let's just say, a little vague from the start. They said that he, Will Smith, had been asked to leave after this incident and didn't leave. The fact that they didn't sort of say who asked him when exactly struck me as suspicious, I have to say. And now we're seeing reports that maybe they did, but maybe they didn't.
Yeah, there seems to be a he said, she said type description of events backstage, because from everything that we have read and what we have reported, there was a discussion backstage of what to do with Will Smith after the incident occurred. And the leaders of the Academy, Don Hudson and David Rubin, they did decide that they would like him to leave. Now, instead of one of them walking over to Will Smith and saying, "I'm sorry, you need to leave right now, or this needs to happen, or come with me, please," they actually communicated that to his publicist. And the publicist was the one who went over. And everything I have heard is that it was put to her to see what the temperature was of her client and if he would leave. Now, that's very different, if that's accurate, from we asked him to leave and he refused. It's really involving him in the decision-making process, which ultimately led to him standing still. And there's another factor here, is that the producer of the show, Will Packer, was seen talking to Will Smith during one of the commercial breaks. And from some of the reporting, he may have said, you know, the official position of this production is we would like you to stay. Now, sources close to him have denied that, but clearly they had a conversation because people took pictures and tweeted it. So there was some discussion there. And then lo and behold, he doesn't leave. And then 30 minutes after the slap, he's up on stage giving his speech.
Yeah. And, you know, I will point out, this is a live show. And if someone from the Academy, I mean, it does seem rather like the coward's way out to send, to say to his publicist, would he like to go? But at the same time, it's a live show. So if Will Smith, who was obviously very amped up, would have resisted going, they can't just, you know, pause and resume taping, or there would be who knows what kind of fallout in the room. You know, you had seen, like everybody else, Tyler Perry and Denzel Washington trying to console him. Maybe they would have jumped up and said, "Leave him alone." I mean, it could have led to a pretty chaotic outcome. Having said that, of course, a lot of people do feel that it was unacceptable for him to remain.
And the problem of leaving him there was that it sent a message both to the audience in the room and those watching at home that what he did was okay. So when he got up on stage and started giving that speech, yes, there was a standing ovation for him. But the audience there, you know, I'm not saying they're blameless. It is an act of enablement of them just kind of brushing over what had just happened. But they also kind of weren't told how to feel by the production. It's a kind of, I think it's a production failure that there wasn't, you know, the president of the Academy coming out and announcing what had happened. One of the hosts coming up right away, not 20 minutes or 40 minutes later, like Amy Schumer did, saying, "Listen, this is an incident that is very serious. We're taking it seriously. We're going to go on with the show, but this is how we are approaching this." That didn't happen. And then Will Smith leaves the event and goes to the Vanity Fair party and is photographed partying.
Yeah, that was a very bad look. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, a founding partner of Puck News. He joins me on Monday at 1:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.